Frankenstein. Scene 0. Prologue. Geneva, Switzerland. Summer of 1816. Villa Diodati. I found myself among a group of young writers ready to unleash our imagination and create something special. It was known as the Year Without a Summer due to the eruption of Mount Tambora, which created the massive clouds that brought cold weather for months. One night, a terrible storm shook the sky and forced us to stay indoors. Since we couldn't go outside and walk by Lake Geneva, my friend Lord Biden proposed a game.
Each of you will write a horror story, the darkest and creepiest you can imagine. The scariest one will win.
I spent several nights thinking about that story, inspired by the thunder and lightning of the storm. I explored the human soul through the mysteries of science, the reanimation of dead bodies, and the return to life. Most importantly, I thought about how humans have always wanted to conquer their greatest enemy, death. What if science could bring us back to life? Would we become gods? Or would we pay for our ambition? I didn't know the answer then, and I still don't know it today. At that time, I was creating a new literary genre, science fiction. And the novel born on that stormy night in Geneva in 1816 was Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus.